Tango Mobile.
Good afternoon, Rusty, KB4 CPA.
Well, you must be on your way for another tennis match today.
Boy, you're just a mind reader, aren't you? I tell you. Yep. In fact, I'm sitting here in the parking lot. I'm a bit early. But, I like to get here early because that way I don't have to fight so much traffic coming from Taylor's.
There was no mind reading. You brag about how you go play every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in the twice a day. So, you know, Tom and I have got you figured out. The only thing you screw up is when they cancel on you and you don't have anybody to play tennis with. So, anyway, well, it's gotten up to 87 degrees out there, so you should have a nice warm afternoon match.
Dew point's at 57, I think. So it's, Chris Justice says it's 83, but it feels like it's 82. Isn't that just wonderful? But, it's really not that bad out here. As a matter of fact, I was out working in the yard, and I was in the shade, and when the wind was blowing, it was actually cool. It was really interesting. I mean, it felt like air conditioning almost, because it was so dry. And so it made working out in the yard a lot more bearable.
That sun too long, son. You're talking about it being cool today. Well, my thermometer on the car shows it's 88 degrees right now over here where I am. And I'm a little further. I'm slightly a bit further east than you are, so that's why it's a little warmer over here. And I had to make a trip down to the big area of Piedmont today, Powdersville portion of it. And I've got to go to Pickens in the morning, so going down to do inspections. And thankfully they changed the one that I got tomorrow to just say exterior pictures and fill out paperwork. And then I'm done, because the guy had a rental place, duplex, and he wouldn't make the arrangements for his people to allow me to get in, come in with him opening up. I was going to have to call and make separate appointments, and I sure as heck wasn't going to make two trips down to Pickens to do a duplex apartment, you know?
Yeah. I would want to have to do that, especially from Moore to Pickens. That's a long haul. And, but anyway, I just started my vehicle back up, and it says 86. I hadn't even paid attention. So I guess downtown's a little cooler or something. I don't know. But that's okay. Well, youngest daughter had called, and she was at a closing. She works for this company. I'm not sure why she has to be at the closing, but anyway. And she said the second people that she met with, and they met with the attorney and everything, they didn't even have the money for the down payment. So I'm laughing, but I mean, they were 45 minutes late, and they didn't have the money for the down payment. I don't know what happened, but they probably didn't get their house. probably what happened.
To that, I was coming out of a bad place over here on the road I'm on, and I got an idiot tailgating me, and he thinks that's going to make me go faster, but it's not. In fact, it'll make me slow down a little bit more, down to the 35 it's marked over here. So I'm going to see if he does a, and it's all double yellow line. I'm going to see if he goes around me and on this yellow line and then see what kind of surprise he finds coming around the next curve or around up the hill or whatever, because this is a curvy road over here.
It's not too smart to be trying to pass, you know, if you're coming up on a curve or a hill, because you don't know what's around them on the other side, so better to stay in your lane. I mean, you know, what does he want to do, go 10 miles an hour faster or something? It's really not going to make that much difference. He might as well just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Well, this is a country road over here, and it's twisty. And like I said, it's double yellow line all the way. And it's marked left and right. Curves, it's marked 25. Now, I don't quite always get down to the 25, but I do get down below 35 to slow down, because I know what happens around these curves. I've seen people come around one of these curves, and they're in my lane. And, you know, that'll flat get your heart pumping real fast and things like that. So, anyway, well, I don't have to quite leave as early. I had a 10 o'clock appointment this morning for the place I was inspecting today, and all. And this guy was going to go around, and then he turns behind me. He swings out like he's going to go around me while I'm making a turn, and then he makes the right turn behind me. Oh, as Tom says, they drive among us.
KB4CPA. Yes, they do. I'll tell you. Well, as you have already mentioned, I played this morning, and we had a return guy. He hadn't been here in like 5 years, but as soon as I heard his name, I recognized him. I recognized his name, and of course, when I saw him, I recognized him, and so I met with him yesterday, and we just hit the ball back and forth. He said he wanted to get a little practice in before he played double this morning, because he hadn't hit a ball in 5 years. And I told him, I said, after we got through hitting, I said, well, and I was encouraging him along, you know, as we were hitting, but I said, man, you're doing well. So I said, I don't think you'll have any problem. And he didn't really. I mean, you know, for somebody that hadn't hit the ball in 5 years, I thought he did well. But anyway, so I told him about the different groups he can sign up for, and he said he was just going to ease back into it.
That's what you have to do, is ease back into it. Well, I'm home. I'm back in the driveway. I need to take my food and go inside. And I'm going to fix me some tacos for supper. That's why I had to go to the grocery store, because I didn't have any ground beef. So I'm going to go in there and brown this beef and put all the seasonings in it and get it all fixed up. And I got some of these nice stand-up taco shells, so I'm going to go have me a couple, two or three tacos for supper. David, I'll talk to you later. Have a good game this evening, and keep yourself hydrated. KB4CBA, W2T73s for now.
Steve, well, enjoy your tacos, and we will talk to you later. Behave yourself. W2T, KB4CBA.